This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
The House is set to unveil a bipartisan plan that will force lawmakers to pay sexual misconduct settlements with their own money instead of using taxpayer dollars. Well, that's a good start. Certainly a step in the right direction, but many are starting to wonder if the Me Too movement is headed in the wrong direction after an anonymous woman accused Aziz Ansari of assault. It was a highly questionable piece that was shot down by the New York Times and the Washington Post, who called the accusations, quote, a gift to anyone who wants to derail hashtag Me Too. So is the Me Too movement still a force, or is it time to give up on that, too? Joining me now, editor-in-chief of The Daily Wire, Ben Shapiro is here. Welcome back, Ben.
Hey, how are you?
Very good. Thank you so much for being here. So how much damage does a story like this do to victims who have bravely come forward with their own stories of sexual assault against people like Harvey Weinstein and Matt Lauer?
I mean, I think that it does do some damage just because there are people who actually have experienced truly terrible things, sexual assault and abuse, who may be afraid to come forward because the reaction to this story has been so bad. But the reaction to this story should have been bad. So I think this has been a failure of the Me Too movement from the beginning to make distinctions between gradations of bad, right? Between being a jerk on a date like Aziz Ansari apparently was and Harvey Weinstein raping people. That failure to make specific gradations has led a lot of people to say, well, you know, maybe we ought to give everyone short shrift. And it's also led a lot of women to say, I'm not sure that I want to experience going under the microscope this way if it means that everything that I say is going to be picked apart. So, again, I think specificity in all things is useful, and it particularly is useful in situations like this one.
I think it is useful as well. That's something that I said from the beginning, because I think some of the accusations that people have made about Harvey Weinstein, Matt Lauer, and people like Kevin Spacey and Louis C.K., they are incredibly serious, and they speak to a much larger problem. Do you think, by and large, the Me Too movement has been good for this country?
I think the Me Too movement has been good for the country, but I think what it's really pointed to is the need for a set of rules that make some sense. And so far, I haven't seen a set of rules that make a lot of sense from people on the left who alternatively suggest that consent is the only standard, and then will suggest that even in areas where it seems consent has been given, that men are supposed to read the nonverbal signals, right? I mean, that's the case in this Aziz Ansari case. The woman was saying that she gave nonverbal cues, but it seems to me that being naked in a guy's apartment and performing sexual acts on him at least twice is a pretty solid nonverbal cue that he might take the wrong way. So it's bizarre to me that if you're going to set a certain standard, and the only standard is I consent to be here and do this, that you're somehow going to change that standard because you feel pressured or awkward. Again, you got rid of all the traditional standards, and now you built up this false standard that's placed that's sort of legalistic in nature, and it's not holding.
All right, so describe the progression of the backlash, because with a movement this big that takes down so many people, there is bound to be a backlash. So where do we go from here?
So I think it's going to be a backlash and then a backlash to the backlash. So people are going to say we need some due process here. We need some actual objective allegations that are verifiable or at least believable, right? It can't just be you think something bad happened to you, but there's no way the guy could have known, and then it's his fault, right? That's been the backlash on Aziz Ansari. And then that's created the third wave feminist backlash where people say, well, no, you have to believe all women, right? I mean, I thought that was the whole premise here. You got to believe anything a woman says, no matter how subjective, no matter whether you think she gave a signal or she didn't give a signal, otherwise you're victim blaming. And that creates another backlash. Once we move away from an area where there's virtual unanimity, rape bad, sexual abuse bad, and we know what these terms mean, into an area where there's backlash followed by backlash, that does kill the Me Too movement, because the entire movement rests on the assumption that most Americans are not in favor of evil acts.
Well, in this particular case, has the Me Too movement officially jumped the shark? But again, this is all part of the process. Like Ben Shapiro says, is that you're going to go from one extreme to another. We're going to bounce back and forth. And I think women are finding out that, hey, look, if somebody's doing something inappropriate, it's okay to slap them, and let them know very loud and clear. But if you're giving them mixed signals, just as he cited in this particular example, then it gets a bit confusing. Like, so what are guys supposed to have a particular release form signed each time? Well, hey, we're working through this. It is uncomfortable, but this is what happens.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Hey, back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop us an email. Always love to hear from you. Good, bad, and different. Get involved in the conversation. Your opinion really does count here. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Paul McGuire, this is somebody that I heard for many years in Los Angeles radio, kind of growing up with him. Always appreciated his perspective. Joins us. Paul is an internationally recognized Bible prophecy expert and regular commentator of Fox News, CNN, and the History Channel. Troy Anderson, a Pulitzer Prize-nominated investigative journalist, co-author, along with Paul, of the best-selling globalism expose, The Babylon Code. Paul and Troy, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sirs?
Great being on your program, Bill.
Hey, good to have you here. I want to talk about your brand-new book, Trumpocalypse, The End Times President, A Battle Against the Globalist Elite and the Countdown to Armageddon. Paul, tell us why this book.
Why this book? The main reason was that Troy and I have collaborated before, did intensive research regarding Trump, because we began to notice very unique things about the individual. The primary thing is this is the only president in the history of the United States who has been attacked by all the mainstream media globally, social media, internet media, celebrities, and what we call the globalist elite. Mm. And the question is, why is everybody who's for globalism, the globalist elite, why are they all attacking him? And exactly. The reason is that he is a threat to their planned, one world order.
Exactly. Well, Troy, it seemed like Paul was blaming you, that co-author that God gave him, for this, huh?
Yeah, that's ironic, isn't it?
Just saying.
President Trump yesterday, he tweeted that he gave out the dishonest media awards, but he said there are some great reporters out there. And coincidentally, we were told that he got a copy of Trumpocalypse early in the week. So now we're wondering whether he was referencing us among others.
Well, Paul, as you say, this is the thing that I see Donald Trump doing time and again, and that is exposing. I mean, if anything, he's brought a light to our culture. And it's interesting, you know, I think these are the things that people, I guess you could use the analogy of like a bunch of blind men feeling different parts of the elephant. And the blind men are the people in Main Street America, the forgotten man and woman who have said, there's something not right here. It smells fishy. It doesn't work. And then they elect a businessman who I believe was God. You know, God says very clearly he chooses leaders. And I believe this was God's choice for America at this time, and perhaps an answer to many prayers. And you might say, as a Bible prophecy expert, once again, in perfect timing, God's perfect timing.
Yeah, and that was very well said, Bill. One of the purposes of the book from Apocalypse is that we unmask the various strategies of the deep state and the globalist elite as they are still attempting to take him out. We also deal with an inside story of a high level political leader, very high level, who warned a group of a particular pastor that Trump's life was in danger, that they planned to take him out, and they meant assassination. So many Christians are still confused by the fact that Trump doesn't, you know, meet the checklist of the perfect spiritual Christian, and he's, you know, very salty with his words, etc., and perhaps his actions. But the point is that God, what we show in the book through documented evidence of research of the Scripture, Old Testament and New Testament, we present to the reader that God has consistently raised up leaders who were not the most perfect men. They were imperfect men, but God continues to raise up imperfect men like Donald Trump to deliver his people. And we believe God has raised up Donald Trump for America for such a time as this.
Exactly. Well, Troy, as an investigative journalist, I imagine you probably chuckled as I did when the media, you know, to Paul's point, wanting to take this president out. And they had to believe that there was something fundamentally, physically wrong with this president. And when his doctor said that, yeah, he's strong like a bull, and he's not only good for this term, but he could be good for the next term, you kind of heard this collective awe in the room. I thought it was pretty crazy.
Yeah, I mean, they're essentially trying every strategy they can possibly think of to try to take him out, you know. First, they started with the whole Russian collusion deal, and you know, then it's moved on to his mental state, and you know, there's actually what we cite a Georgetown law professor in the book who wrote an article in Foreign Affairs magazine. And she laid out their strategy. It was like a three-pronged strategy, and one of them actually involved. She speculated about a possible military coup if everything else, you know, fell through. So. And she used to be work at the U.S. State Department. So, you know, there's this quite an effort going on to try to figure out how to, you know, take him out of power.
Exactly. Well, Paul, in a sense, with what we're finding out with Fusion GPS, the FBI, CIA collusion, that seems to be the only collusion that I'm seeing, what they've been doing in this deep state world in which they live in a sense, is kind of a coup, don't you think?
Well, yeah, and we addressed that in Apocalypse. We have numerous chapters on the deep state, the history of the deep state, what the deep state is, and then we go into the area that you just brought up. You know, the collusion, we're not saying that certain intelligence agencies are all evil and corrupt, but there's obviously, just from what you can watch on television or read, there's obviously a collusion among high-level leaders and former directors of certain intelligence agencies. And, you know, we're talking about the most serious violation of the Constitution that can possibly happen. And that, as you said, that's the real collusion, and we try to expose that in our research.
Paul, if I can ask you a follow-up on this deal regarding, you know, regarding how we perceive and how we position, you know, the FBI and CIA, we always say two things. We say the organization is great. It's a great, they got a great history. There's a lot of great people within there, but it's this small group of people. But it's not even small people at the low level. We're talking a small group of people at the top level. James Comey, Bob Mueller. I mean, this is the leadership. And if all it takes is one bad apple, what happens when that apple is the mothership of the entire institution?
Well, that's the most vital question, Phil. I mean, that question is so important. That's the question that should be haunting every American, every person listening to your program, all of the United States and the world. They should be haunted by what you just said, because the reality is this deep state apparatus is so high level. There's like a hydra at the head of this, like, octopus structure. We could, without the grace of God moving in our country right now, we could literally wake up and be under the rule of a totalitarian state. Trump is standing in the way of that.
Exactly.
Literally, we're one heartbeat away from a totalitarian state.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Thank you for joining us on this very independent Bill Martinez radio show, committed to pursuing the truth no matter where it leads and remaining independent. We're thankful to God for that. This is why we're able to talk to the likes of Paul McGuire and Troy Anderson, co-authors of the book Trumpocalypse, The End Times President, A Battle Against Globalist Elite and the Countdown to Armageddon. Troy Anderson, a Pulitzer Prize-nominated investigative journalist. Troy, the deep state. Why is it that America does not understand, maybe they're growing in understanding, to the fact that the deep state is so pervasive?
Yeah, what we uncover in the book is essentially one of the most biggest and suppressed and explosive stories in the world. And this book puts all the pieces together. You know, we interviewed over 50 experts in geopolitics and economics, military affairs, intelligence, and Bible prophecy. And what's really happening here is there is a long-term campaign, a concerted effort by very powerful individuals in, you know, secret societies and foundations and think tanks and political parties to move us into some kind of global system. And the Bible predicts this will happen at some point. And so this book sort of combines it all together. How does this whole globalism push fit in with what's happening politically and what the Bible tells us will happen at some point in the future?
Mm-hmm. Paul, as you point out, as a biblical prophecy expert, that this is consistent with God's plan. This is the thing the people of faith can have peace in the midst of, you know, times right now look pretty good. But as we've seen in the Bible time and time again, there are patterns. There is a good time that precedes the worst of times. And this is a season for people of wisdom, people of faith, to get in line with what God is doing so that they are prepared for what's coming next.
Well, that's you're absolutely right. God has given us this season, this moment. We believe that Trump really is an expression of an act of God's grace upon our nation, a divine reprieve. But God expects each one of us as individuals to truly seek his face and get in sync with him, as you said, to line up our hearts with him. And for anybody that may be listening to your radio program, I just would suggest to them, each one of us, we've all come to that place where we, in the corporate world, they call it a, quote, come to Jesus meeting. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we need to get our hearts right with God, because the peace that we have now could change. But the good news is that Jesus Christ said to his followers, the church, occupy until I come. Occupy the land that God has given us until Jesus returns. And that is a spiritual occupation. And so we believe, and we write it in the book, that God has a unique destiny and plan for America. And this involves using America in the last days. So that's a point of optimism. But mm-hmm. in order for that to happen, we've got to cooperate collectively and individually with what God's doing.
Yeah, because his purposes will be, they will be fulfilled. There's no doubt about it. I mean, when you look at Bible prophecy to date, roughly, if you want to put it in rough percentages, about 66% have been fulfilled to the letter, no exception. God's batting 1,000%. I often tell people, Paul, what do you think with the remaining third? What do you think God's batting average will be?
Right. Yeah, I mean, the amount of the number, if the average person knew what you just said, that the Bible is packed with prophecies, specific prophecies that have been fulfilled already exactly as the Bible predicted. Mm-hmm. And the ones that are happening and being fulfilled right now before our very eyes, such as this coming one world government, one world religion, and one world economic system,
which we address. That's rising before our eyes. But that was predicted by God. In fact, it was warned about from God that God did not approve of a global government or a global system in Genesis chapter 11.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, Troy, as you looked into the deep state and understood how pervasive it was, I got to imagine it rattled your very spirit.
Yeah, I mean, I met Paul at a prophecy conference back in 2009, and that sort of began this whole journey of investigating all these different things and digging into this, and it's been a big eye-opener. I was very skeptical of all this stuff initially, but as I've, you know, we've done over like 150 interviews and spent years researching and reading books on this, it's a big eye-opener of what just exactly what the elite have planned for the world. You know, I mean, there's... You know, we have a chapter in there about what's known as their secret plan. You know, there's all kinds of very high-level people talk about reducing the global population. There's various ways that this is being done. And, you know, there's essentially very evil things are being planned, and it's quite shocking.
Well, from time to time, you know, our... supposedly free press, I say supposedly, what a disservice they are providing for us to hold our leadership available. You know, occasionally we might get some word of the Bilderberger Group and some of these secret meetings by these super elite of the world coming together, trying to pull the strings and social engineer what's happening around the world. And these are participants in this hideous dark state, aren't they?
Well, yes, because as you know, and the research we've done, the mainstream media is basically controlled by six globalist corporations owned by six globalist elite families. So the entire media apparatus, including the internet, is largely controlled by this globalist elite. So they don't want the people to know what you just said, Bill. They don't want the people to know the truth. These are not benevolent, kind, charitable individuals. They are ruthlessly evil. And that's the disconnect. The average American can't believe that anybody could really be that evil, like they couldn't believe that in Nazi Germany. But these people who are the very top of the pyramid in the globalist elite are almost pure evil. They will do anything for power. And that's above, you know, it's very difficult for most of us to grasp.
Paul, with some of this stuff, you know, as Troy points out, when you first come in contact with it and connect with the reality of just how evil this is, people are accused of wearing tinfoil hats, being conspirators. Their voices are invalidated. But more and more, if you continue to pursue the truth and pull on these strings that leave you with more questions than answers, you begin to realize there is something in them thar hills, don't you?
Yes, and people need to understand that the very term conspiracy theory was created by a high-level intelligence agency as a form of linguistic mind control programming to cause people to be ashamed or embarrassed to say things like there's a sinister global government. And out of fear of being called a conspiracy theorist, that way the deep state can control people's thinking, their behavior, and the way they act.
Troy, as we wrap things up, got about a minute and a half left here on your book, Trumpocalypse. What was the big takeaway for you?
Yeah, so give everybody some hope here. You know, I interviewed Billy Graham a few years ago, and he compared America to ancient Nineveh, the lone superpower of its time. And he said that when God sent the prophet Jonah to Nineveh to warn of judgment, the king and the people repented. And he said he believed the same thing could happen today in America. In the last chapter of the book, we call on the president to approve a congressional resolution that a minister is drafting for a national day of repentance. And the last one we had was when Abraham Lincoln is president. So the president, we understand, got the book this week, and we included the letter in there. And so we'll see what happens here.
Well, Paul McGuire, we could only hope that America could have what I've been referring to as a Nineveh moment and repent, but it's God's will and God's purpose for us, right?
Okay.
That's right, and we all need to pray that we would all repent and we would have that in another moment.
Amen. Trumpocalypse, the end times president, a battle against globalist elite and the countdown of Armageddon. You will not put this book down, let me tell you. Paul McGuire, Troy Anderson on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Send your emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
We're back with you, America. It's always great to have you along with us. It's time to talk about Facebook. Yeah, they're overhauling their news feed, prioritizing content to friends and family. And we're going to help you understand what this means for you. Facebook was built on the idea of connecting people with their friends and family. And that is still the driving principle of news feed today. That's why they've always put friends and family first in news feed. But recently, people have given feedback that public content posts from businesses, brands, and celebrities is crowding out the personal stuff that matters most to them. Additionally, academic research shows that when we use social media to connect with people we care about, it can be good for our well-being. On the other hand, passively reading posts, articles, or watching videos while entertaining and informative may not be as positive. Now, this month, Facebook has made a significant update where they're going to focus more on making sure Facebook helps people connect in ways that bring them together. It's a great idea. And here to tell us more about it is the director of product marketing, the one, the only, Lindsay Shepherd. Let's hear a drum roll. Hey, Lindsay, how you doing?
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. I thought we'd have a little bit of fun. But, boy, I'll tell you, Facebook has done their work here, and I think this is a positive overhaul for friends and family.
I think so, too. Honestly, people are going to love this. You know, Facebook was really built to bring people closer together, to keep you up to date with your friends and family, and really spark conversations with the people that matter to you most. But lately, we've been hearing a lot of feedback from our community that important stuff, the reason we come to Facebook, is really starting to get crowded out by maybe links or public videos, things that people just sort of scroll past. So this update is really about getting back to our roots and making sure that people see the stuff that matters to them.
Now, obviously, you're listening to the participants of Facebook, those that are interacting with it, and this is valuable information, and so with this new update, let's get specific. How is it going to work?
Every time you open Facebook, there are thousands of stories that you could see, and we use this process called ranking to help bring the stories that are going to be most interesting and meaningful to you the top of your newsfeed. With this update, the way it's going to work is we're going to focus on the stories that really encourage interesting conversations and connection from the friends, your friends and family in your network, and make sure that those rise to the top.
And so that's going to be interesting. So it's not, is it all, you know, focused on friends and family or friends and family-like that have things in common that may or may not be people that you already know?
So this update is really intended to encourage interaction between people. So the sorts of stories that you're going to see are the ones that are going to get you talking, that are going to help you interact with folks. And most of the time, those stories tend to come from the people in your network, your friends and family on Facebook. Sometimes they come from public posts, whether silly or serious. Those can spark really interesting conversations, too.
Now, I know that it has been a challenge for Facebook lately, dealing with issues of the politic. Is this a way to kind of handle some of that a little bit?
You know, this update is really about connecting people and bringing people closer together, regardless of what it is that they're talking about.
So basically what they talk about is basically some neutral now, right? Is that what you're saying? So it doesn't matter. It's just that, hey, look, you have these things in common, and so we'll bring, you know, bring your friends and families with these common interests together.
You know, just like in real life, everyone's different. So the things that are most interesting to people, that spark conversations with people, it's different for everyone. This update's really about making sure that you see the stories in your newsfeed that are going to bring you closer to the people in your network and spark interesting conversations.
So one personal thing, I mean, for me, you know, people like me, we want to know what people out there overall are talking about. And so we appreciated that one element, although I understand for people that are looking and trusted Facebook for a different type of delivery where this need, where there was a need to change. But what about others that just, you know, are curious and they want to know what people are talking about?
Again, everyone's different, and everyone has a different newsfeed. There are lots of different options and different ways to control what you see on your newsfeed. So things like see first, which is an option in our newsfeed preferences, make sure that if there's a certain person or page that you always want to see things from, that that'll rise to the top.
I see. Okay, good. Well, as you're proving out, what all good business people do is, hey, they listen to their customers, and Facebook is listening, right?
Feedback from our community, honestly, is one of the most important things to us. We actually send out thousands of surveys every week to hear from our community all around the world about what's working for them, what they really love, and honestly, what we can be doing better. And that's where this update came from.
Well, you know, and I'm glad you're doing this because, I mean, let's face it, Facebook's success has just been extraordinary. And key to this is, you know, like I said, it's good business principles to listen, you know, to your customers because, as we know in the rule of marketing, you always have to adapt, right?
That's right. And it's really important to us that the time people spend on Facebook is time well spent for them.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have any kind of, numbers in terms of the average time people spend on Facebook?
I don't, but we want to make sure that regardless of how much time people spend on Facebook, that they're getting the most value out of that time. And when people come to Facebook, they really look to see stories from their friends and family that make them feel more connected.
Exactly. Can you share why Facebook is focusing on promoting meaningful interactions between people? I know you kind of touched on it, but I want to give you another opportunity to kind of unfold that a little bit more, if you could, Lindsay.
Well, you can kind of think about your time on Facebook like going to a party or a social gathering of some sort. And if you think about it like that, if you go to a party and you're just sort of sitting in the corner and watching people walk by and not really talking to anyone, like, that's not going to be the greatest party in the world.
Right.
But if you go to a party and you're chatting with people and catching up with your friends and maybe meeting some new folks, that's going to be a much more memorable experience. And that's how we're trying to think about the time people spend on Facebook.
Also, you know, you kind of touched on this as well, but, we've got a little bit more time to expand on this, and that is how Facebook will determine which posts I want to see in my feed.
So we use a process called ranking to help us show you the stories that are going to be most meaningful to you. And part of the ranking process is really looking at lots of different signals from you. So who posted it? What kind of story is it? Is it a picture? Maybe you really like pictures. And we use those signals to predict which stories are going to be most important and that you're going to want to see in your feed. This update is really about taking the stories that we think are going to spark conversations or make you feel more connected to the important people on Facebook to you and make sure they rise to the top.
That's good. This is some great stuff here. I like the way this is rolling out and the way it continues to develop. This is what keeps us engaged with Facebook. It's a win-win for everybody, isn't it?
I think so. People are really going to love this change.
Well, Lindsay, anything else you'd like to add before we wrap this up?
I'm just so excited for people to start experiencing Newsfeed after this big update. I think that they're really going to love it, and it's going to help them stay connected to their friends and family.
Well, Lindsay, awesome that you could stop by and share with us and update us on all the new things coming down the pike for Facebook as we continue to engage, and especially now with this exciting new update. Lindsay Shepherd, the Director of Product Marketing for Newsfeed at Facebook. Prior to Facebook, she led marketing for Goldieblocks, a startup focused on closing the gender gap in STEM. Lindsay Shepherd, thank you so much for being with us. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
Well, you know, we suffer from the disease of more, and we do everything we can to give you that, plus tax and license, because after all, that's what it's all about until we die, it seems. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. I am Bill Martinez. Eric Wilson joins us now, New York Times bestselling author, whose books include the novelizations of films like Facing the Giants and Fireproof. And we're talking about his most recent book, Samson, right now. Eric, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Hey, great to have you here. Many may think that they know all there is about Samson, you know, the famous strong man of the Bible, but there's so much more, you say, to his redemptive journey. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I think, you know, in the chapters of Judges, you've got 13 through 16, the four full chapters of the Bible committed to him, and there's so many stories that you forget even from your childhood stories in Sunday school, if you grew up in the Sunday school, or more of the pop culture version of Samson and Delilah. But all the mistakes he made and the victories he had, you know, were steps, small steps towards those big moments. And in the story, we're able to explore that a little more because it's pretty compressed in those four chapters.
Well, exactly. There is a lot there, and as you say, so much that we forget. What stands out most significantly about Samson for you?
Well, definitely his, well, really God's ability to use his mistakes and or work around his mistakes. You know, God's never finished working on us, mm-hmm. and we all are prone to errors and sometimes small things, sometimes conscious decisions. But once Samson, you know, surrendered himself to the Lord, he was still able to be redeemed and be used for God's purposes. And then mm-hmm. probably the other aspect of that coin is his parents watching that process. And as a parent of daughters myself, you know, I was more aware of it, reading the story and writing it now than back when I was a kid hearing those stories, realizing his parents were going through a lot of struggles watching this process and trying to know how to, you know, get involved and when not to get involved and just trust the Lord to do his work.
You know, Eric, sometimes we're so casual about, you know, relating to God's promises and his commitment to us, that he knows we're knuckleheads. I mean, he knows that we're in a fallen world, and he is looking for those who, in spite of our knuckleheadedness and the fallen world, that we're still pursuing him. And, you know, sometimes I don't know, maybe we forget, or we don't really hold to the magnificence of that concept, that no matter what we've done, whatever mistakes we've made, that God, like what Jesus said to Peter when Peter thought all was lost and he was there, he abandoned his mission and went back to the nets and was fishing with the guys, and you know, the Lord had died, you know, and he just was depressed and got lost and forgot his mission. But Jesus came to tell him, and I think he tells us all, just as he told Peter, that the deal is still on. Regardless of the fact that you rejected me, regardless that you lied about me, regardless of that maybe you see yourself as less than, I want you to know I see you as more than.
Yeah, and that's really one of the powerful parts of this story, I think, especially for men. You know, we tend to isolate ourselves when we feel like a failure, and we don't want to open up. You know, women are a little better at that. They'll go to their friends and talk openly and seek that support. But as men, and I think Samson's an example of it, you know, mm-hmm. we tend to pull away and think we can do it on our own. And, you know, there's pride and there's, you know, a lot of things involved in that process, guilt.
Yeah.
And so Samson's a good, you know, kind of a case example of that stuff, that, you know, he didn't always make the right choices, so we can learn from his good and bad decisions.
Yeah, even though it's one of those old stories, it still relates, and it's still very contemporary, isn't it?
It is. You know, we're all still relating to those issues of temptation. You know, he obviously had issues of sexual temptation, and trying to understand what God's purpose is for us and how to fulfill that. And, you know, thankfully we're not quite in the era of going to battle over our religion, though there are people in the world today who still try to do that. And that was one thing I was aware of in writing the book. I didn't want to portray the idea that, you know, God justifies going out and killing in his name.
Mm.
But that Samson was, he actually, in the story, you know, he tries to marry a Philistine. And, you know, I took a little bit of liberty in this story, but I think there may have been an element to this where Samson was hoping to maybe unite, you know, with their enemies and find another way to bring about redemption and just, you know, freedom from that oppression. And then the Philistines turned on him and betrayed him, and he kind of goes on a holy war after that.
Right.
But it's definitely an interesting story, and there's, I think, a lot more there than people are aware of. And, you know, even with Delilah, I don't think we always see her as a three-dimensional character, and so I try to fill out that role a little more in the story.
Well, that whole, you know, story about Delilah, I guess that's been one that has been a challenge to me, because of the way it steps us through the process. I mean, she was unrelenting. She was torturous. And, you know, and I'm not sure if, you know, many women really appreciate that gift that they have, but they can definitely torture their men, can't they?
Yeah, I mean, I think women are very persistent, and that can be a great thing. You know, if you have a woman who's standing beside you when you're wanting to give up, and Samson probably needed that person in those moments, and he used it the wrong way. But, you know, in the story, I explored a little bit the idea that she had faced, you know, abuse in her past, and, you know, it's done very tamely, where a teenager or young teen could read it, and it's not going to be anything offensive, but you definitely get the idea. This isn't a lady who just made these decisions to be mean or calculating, but she had faced her own hurts in the past, and these things were affecting her just as Samson's choices affected him.
I guess maybe that's the problem I have, Eric, with Delilah as the character. She loved Samson, I guess, as much as she had the capacity to love him in the midst of all this, damage she had as a child that you referenced in your novel.
Yeah. I mean, we're all at that place in our lives where we're damaged and trying to figure out how to love through our own hurt. And, you know, we lose trust in different ways. And, you know, she wasn't someone, as far as we can tell from Scripture, that ever surrendered herself to God in any way.
Mm.
So, you know, she was trying to overcome those things completely in her own strength and wasn't successful, apparently.
Yeah. Well, and the expedient thing for her was to yield to the Philistines, right?
Yeah. I mean, there was probably threats on her life or her family members that
right.
were pressing that and, you know, whatever ambition she had that was driving her as well.
So. Mm-hmm. Well, you say for yourself, like Samson, you say we're all chosen by God and struggle with that in some way. Personally, you stopped writing 4 years ago, and the opportunity to write the story of Samson rekindled things that God put in your heart from childhood. Tell us about that.
Yeah, ever since I was a kid, I'd really wanted to write and actually had a period from 2004 through 2012, 13, somewhere in there, where that was my main pursuit. I was doing other odd jobs a lot of times in there to pay bills, but writing was my main focus.
Mm.
And in the last few years, I just kind of got burned out, I think. Creatively, one year I'd written over, nearly a half million words, and you get just kind of burned out
exactly.
at some point.
Yeah.
And then the industry had changed, so I was banging my head against the wall trying to figure out how to make a living in the middle of this changing, writing world. And
mm-hmm.
so in the middle of all that, I just said, I need to pay bills and have a regular income. And so I got a great job. I still work at Office Max and really enjoy working with the people there and have a great boss. And
mm-hmm.
he's been very accommodating with this new project. And when this came and dropped in my lap, really, somebody I'd worked with in the past on an editing project asked me if I'd be interested in this Samson story. And it was the first thing that really rekindled that spark. It was like, Samson, wow, that'd be an interesting story.
Exactly.
And my brother has always been the type to challenge me, my sister as well. They're like, we believe God has given you this gift. You need to be using it. And so I was able to even work that in a little bit in the story. I have some scenes with Samson and his brother, who we call Caleb in the story. And the Bible does say that Samson's brothers buried him, so we took a little license with that and added a brother.
Mm-hmm.
And so Samson's brother in the story is constantly challenging him to fulfill what God has called him to do. And I definitely related that to my own brother quite a bit.
Well, they're the ones that know you. They're close to you. They see that, just as they did with Samson, whether you call him Caleb or whatever. The fact of the matter is, he did have family, and they were there. They see something special in their brother and say, okay, look at why not live according to the purposes? And I guess for you, just as we had talked about earlier with Peter, God said, hey, Eric, the deal's still on between you and me, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was definitely an encouraging moment. I had some conversations with the Lord where I said, is it just my age? What's the deal? I've done everything you've asked of me, Coach, and it seems like you've just put me on the end of the bench and said you're done with me, and I guess I'll sit here for when you need me.
Well, amen. Eric, thank you for your faithfulness, and this is a real treat here, the book of Samson, chosen, betrayed, redeemed, based on the major motion picture. Eric, what do you want people to get from this book?
I want them to walk away knowing God has not given up on them, no matter where they are in their life, that he has something planned for them, and they can trust him.
Well, Eric Wilson, thank you so much for being with us. Eric, New York Times bestselling author of Fireproof, now gives us this new novel based, as I say, on the major motion picture, Samson. Eric Wilson on Bill Martinez Live. Eric, thank you so much. Appreciate the time, buddy. Take care.
Thank you.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.